Okay, so sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And start settling in. We'll start with three really deep breaths. Go ahead and inhale super deep. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale, extending out the exhale. Now, once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And now exhale. And then one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And now exhale. Okay. So what we'll start out with is doing a meditation where we, there'll be parts work, and we'll see the positives of either our substance addiction, substance use, or addictive behavior to process addiction. So the positives, the benefits versus the negatives. And then just to set things up, we are going to really give voice to the positives. We want to see the positives, acknowledge them, appreciate them. And we're going to see this all kind of very fair-mindedly. Okay. So let's start first with the benefits of the addictive behavior or substance. So go ahead and bring that up. Imagine that you're kind of sitting across from this part of you that is in touch with the positives, the benefits of the use of the addiction. And then I'll just go through a few typical benefits. So first is physical pleasure. Really acknowledge that there's something physically pleasurable about the addiction. Reflect that everybody wants to suffer less. You want to feel physical pleasure. You want to suffer less. Makes perfect sense. Your addiction might also help you feel more there, more present. Might help you manage anxiety or even social anxiety. Go ahead and investigate that for a minute. And give voice to the addiction. What are the emotional impacts, positive emotional impacts of the addictive behavior? Does it help you feel your emotions more, block out negative emotions? see all of that clearly. Does it help you connect with others better? Give the part of you that knows the benefits of the addictive behavior, give that part voice. What is that part concerned about? What does it want? And here, really stay on the benefits. We'll go to the negatives shortly. Also notice how all of these benefits, anybody would experience these benefits the same way. There's nothing weird about you for experiencing these benefits. Really open up to all of this. Just seeing all of that clearly. And now let's bring up the part of you that is in touch with the negatives of the addictive behavior. So go ahead and bring up some of the negatives and then have this part of you give voice to those negatives. Keep giving voice to the negatives of the addictive behavior. And also now, no shaming, just investigation. This is an inner investigation, inner anthropology. Keep going. Keep investigating the negatives of the addictive behavior. Give voice to that. And now I'll prompt with a few different areas that where we might see negative impacts. So what about guilt? Are there feelings of guilt? Like, oh, I don't follow through on my responsibilities for others if I indulge my addiction. Give voice to that concern. What about feelings of shame? Like, oh, I'm bad. I'm defective. See how the addictive behavior reinforces that. See how others might be concerned about you. Yeah, you might disappoint others around your addiction. Again, we're not shaming ourselves, we're just looking. Keep going. Does your addictive behavior have an impact on your social status? what kind of impact does your addictive behavior have on your explorations, personal explorations? And then, are there any other negatives associated with the addictive behavior? Go ahead and give that voice. If you want, you can say that out loud. Okay. And now imagine that you kind of step out of the meditation, that you look at both of these negatives and positives. And here, just look. There's no pressure to change anything. You don't need to change. Just look with interest. Did you learn something by doing this exercise? What were the insights? Good. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.